Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Keeping It Real with the Rileys. I'm your hostess, Rhonda Riley, and today I'm on the road. I'm about doing a show today, and we will keep it real. We're still talking about revival, and talking about revival, repentance. It's part of revival. Revival needs to start with you. It starts with me. And the real revival starts with you. So we're going to keep this real. And we just go, let it start with us. We're going to let this revival start with us, and we're going to go from there. Because God is good, and He is good all the time. His mercies endure forever. So there is none like Him. And we will start this with prayer. Father, we just thank You for this blessed day. We thank You, Lord God, for Your goodness and Your mercy and Your grace. Lord God, we thank You because You've been so good to us. We thank You, Lord God, and we praise Your holy name, Lord God. Lord God, we surrender everything to You, Lord God, because we want You to come in and sup with us. We want revival. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank You. Amen. Oh, God, it's so good. It has been such a day today. And I was going over my sermon. I was like, Lord, revival. And we're just talking about revival, talking about all that God has done, all that He's doing, all that He's going to do. Revival. Allow Him to come in and lead us and guide us. Allow God to have His way with us. Revival. Oh, my goodness, revival. You know, revival is resurrection. It means to revive. Revive. Revive what's dead. Revive, you know. So, with that, we're going to talk about revival, what it means, what the definition of revival is, and why. Why is it important? Why is it important for us to have revival? Why is it? So, it's important for us to have revival because we need Jesus. Now, John 3:16 says that for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. I was going through, as you know,
big fan of the Roberts, and I'm studying the unlimited power within you. And just good information in there for tapping in to your spiritual authority. But what is revival? Wikipedia says this is restoration. Resurrection in this other person, the resurrection of the church itself to a vital and fervent relationship with God after a period of moral decline. So basically, true revival can be characterized by people hungering after the things of God. In Matthew 5 and 6, Jesus said, "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." Some call these experiences awakenings. But why do we need revival? Why do we need continual revival? Well, we need continual revival because of sin. When Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, they stopped following the leading of God. You know, they stopped letting God have his way. And they thought they could just do it all by themselves. You know, what God told them wasn't important. And because of that, because they stopped following the leading of God, we lost our spiritual connection with God. So in other words, Adam was being led. He was no longer being led by God's spirit. When he took that bite of the fruit, he was no longer being led by the Spirit of God, because God had already told him not to touch that tree. You know, before that, he was talking with God daily, but he allowed his own thinking to get him to hot water, and the result was sin. That's why we have to be reconciled to God through Jesus. When we accept Jesus and become born again, the Holy Spirit can then begin to direct our spirits and be Lord over our souls. You know, he can then come in and support us. Our flesh is always at war with our spirit. See, right there, that's why flesh has got to die. You know, and once we're born again, we still need to experience the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I know a lot of people say, well, I don't believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Well, that's your right. That is your right to believe or not to believe. But Mark 1:8, it says, "I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost." And that's John talking to the people. So we need to be baptized with the Holy Ghost. We need the Holy Spirit leading God and directing us. But God is still good. We need revival. We need continual revival in our life. Every day we need to kill flesh. Every day as we're killing flesh, we need to let our spirit be resurrected. You know, if you want to experience continual revival in your life, you got to get into a lifestyle of forgiveness, even when you're not the guilty party. People, my beloved, yes, I know this is not always easy, especially when you've been wronged and you're hurting, and it's like a deep wound that just won't heal. You know, not only would it just not heal, you know, think about the fact that somebody is pouring salt. You know, somebody is pouring salt into that wound. Now, you know, that is not a good feeling. Not a good feeling at all. That's a bonus sensation that just, you just go berserk. But you know what? Guess what? How do you think God Jehovah feels? Yeah, how do you think he feels? You know, we continually shame him and disgrace him, yet he loves us and forgives us unconditionally when we ask him to forgive us. Our Heavenly Father casts our faults and sins into what we like to call the lake of forgiveness. You know, Micah 7:19, you know, it says, he will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities, and they will cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Meaning that he will forgive us, and he ain't gonna think about it no more. Now, that's us that continue to think about it. You know, but God, he didn't cast it, you know, into the lake of forgiveness. He done forgot about it and gone ahead on. And he trying to bless you, and you still thinking about it. We're going to have a revival. You know, and in order to maintain a constant state of revival in our lives, we must maintain an attitude of repentance. So, you know, all this means, well, this does not mean that we would not make mistakes, okay? We're going to make mistakes. But what it means is that when we mess up, we confess up, and we work hard on not doing that anymore. Apostle Paul said to the people in Romans 3:23-25, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has sent forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God. In other words, people, my beloved, in other words, a holy and godly life is not always a mistake-free life. John 4:24 says, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. We must be spiritual. We must praise and worship God Jehovah in spirit and in truth. 2 Peter 3:9 says that the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but long suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. You know, in other words, God loves us. He said, come on, I'm waiting. I'm waiting on you. Come on. What y'all waiting on? You know, God loves us. He sent his only son down here for us. He loves us. You know, he sent his son down here not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. You know? So us believing in Christ Jesus means that we're not going to be condemned, okay? But we don't believe on him. We condemned already. You know, so we got to believe in Jesus. We got to believe in God's only begotten Son. And when we do that, there is no condemnation, because then we know that the light has come to the world, and you know, we just need to follow the light. Really, all that says is that if you want to walk with Jesus, you got to walk on the light. You got to choose good and not bad. Choose what's right and choose not what's wrong. Let Jesus revive you. Let him resurrect you. If you mess up, confess up and get it right. God loves you, and he, you know, because he does love you, he is not going to turn you away. God is not going to do that. God is right there waiting on you. All he wants to do is fellowship with you. That's what he wants to do. You know, John, you know, 1 John 4:4, remember that this is what it says. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Meaning that Jesus is greater than anything you can imagine. So why not give him a try? You've tried everything else. What you got to lose? Some stress, some worry, some depression, sin, some friends. There's nothing or no one greater than our triune God. Nothing better than Jesus. So let Jesus revive you today. Let the revival start in you. Let it start in you. Remember that in Luke 15:7 says, I say unto you that likewise joy should be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Let there be a revival in you. Let your spirit rise up. Let God take control. No, give God the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the glory that's due his holy name. He made you. He made you. He cares for you. Let him fill you. Right there, it's never too late. Jesus said he would leave the 99 and go get the one. You know, it's never too late to give yourself to Jesus. It's never too late to let Jesus be your Lord and Savior. I don't care how you messed up. Repent. Confess up. Jesus already know what you did. You can't have it. He already know. He just waiting on you. You know, maybe you already a Christian. And you feel like, well, you know, I'm a Christian and that don't apply to me. Oh, yes, this applies to you too. It applies to you too because of the fact that you, unless you praise and have revival every day with Jesus, then it applies to you. You know, you got to get into more than just prayer. You need worship. You need praise. Prayer, praise, and worship, they all go together. So you can't have one without the other. Not when you want a revival to rise up in you. You need all three. And if you have gone through and you're ready, and you want revival in your life, if you would like to have a revival in your life, but the revival is not where you want it, you are not at the place where you want to be, you feel like you're missing. It's like you're missing the mark. We're going to say a little prayer. We're going to say a different prayer today. We're going to say the prayer from Richard Roberts. Repeat this with me. Heavenly Father, it's not by my might, it's not by my power, but it's by your spirit that I come to you today with the need of every person listening at this broadcast. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for delivering me from the clutches of the enemy. Satan, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to take your hands off God's property. I speak to the forces of darkness and I command thee to flee. God, I ask you to bring your healing power to bear against every trouble and every obstacle. I believe that a healing virtue is flowing. out of the presence of Jesus into every, into the life that is of every person listening at this broadcast. Lord, I thank you for the anointing that is upon each one's life. And I pray that they will be so in tune with your word and your spirit that they will boldly take their stand and show represent upon the earth. I pray that they will prosper and have good success and finish their course with joy. And Lord, I pray this for each and every person that listening out there. And Lord, I ask, Lord God, that you just touch them in such a way that a revival spring forth in their spirit. And for anyone out there that has not accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, this is for you. This, Father, I repent right now of all my sins. I believe in my heart that Jesus died on the cross for my sins. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is my Lord and Savior. I believe that he rose again the third day and is seated in heaven. I accept you now as Lord and Savior of my life. Welcome to the family. Amen. Amen. Welcome to the family. We want each of you to prosper. You know, and when we say to prosper, you know, a lot of times when you tell somebody to prosper and be well, they always assume it's financial. You know, when you allow a revival to come into your life, you're prospering spiritually. You know, there is so many ways to prosper other than financially. So we want you to be prosperous in all areas of your life, but most importantly in the spiritual area of your life, because we need to not let any one of our brothers and sisters go to the depths of hell. We love you, and God loves you. And until tomorrow, have a blessed day. And if you would like to call for prayer, if you would like to call us to tell us that you made your transition in revival, call us at 662-388-0644. Again, that number is 662-388-0644. Have a blessed day.